Let's go with a little funny series we're doing on the man Isaac. Isaac's name means laughter. And the way he was born was downright funny. I mean, his daddy was 100 and his mama was 90. That's funny right there. And she didn't use a baby bottle. I'm telling you, that was funny. I'm sorry to tell you, that's what the Bible says. Does the Bible say that? It says it plain Jane right there. Right in the Word. Funny. Funny man. And then he goes on a trip with his dad. And they're just going out for some male bonding or something. And going to offer a sacrifice. And he gets there and his dad says, "You are the sacrifice." And Isaac said, "You kidding me?" He went, "X me? X me? What's X me mean in text language? Excuse me?" So anyway, another funny story in today's life of Isaac. Let's see what we can learn. We're not just trying to poke fun. We're trying to learn something today. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can do it halfway funny. We'll try. Today's text is this, AAS. Not ASS. It's AAS. Got it? You're seeing it. Yes or no? AAS. Let's try to say it that way through the message. Here we go. AAS, what does that mean in text language? Alive and smiling. Somebody asked you how you doing and you got your little text phone. You go, AAS. Be careful though. AAS. Amen. I'm alive and what? One more time. Alive and, come on church, one more time. Alive and, amen. I'm going to tell you something. Old Isaac was sure glad after last week's message and his trip with his daddy that he was AAS, that he was alive and what? Smiling. Matter of fact, he had texted some of his friends this. DTHA, DTAH. he had texted some of his friends this, and this is what this means. Deader than a hammer. I mean, literally, last week I was almost DTH, DTAH. Deader than a hammer. I mean, he almost got killed. Remember? Yes or no? Are y'all okay? All right. But on a serious side, there is death. And it happens. So he's fine. He's probably about 35, 38 years old now. Actually, he's about 37. 37 years old. And his mother dies. And let's pick it up right there with our story today. Sarah dies at the age of 127 years old. So according to my math, that puts him at about 37. Okay? 36, 37 years old. Isaac. And Abraham was what? He was sad, obviously. And stuff happens in our life. And we can choose to be alive and smiling, or we can choose to be sad and depressed. And there's plenty of depressed people in our world that'll come alongside of you and say, "Yes, I understand you're depressed, I'm depressed," and y'all can all be depressed together. Alright? And you can even find well-meaning people to put you on some drugs or something for your depression. I would like to encourage you to want to be happy. Y'all listening, say, if you're waiting for life to be perfect or life to go well so you can be happy, I'm sorry, it just doesn't always work out that way. So I guess you're cursed then, right? Say, you're just cursed. You know, my life sucks. My life is this, my life is that. If you knew my life. Well, I would like for you to remember AAS. You're alive and you can be smiling. Sarah can't smile no more. You understand? Sarah's smiling days are over. Okay? Now she's with the Lord, that's all good. But down here, it's over. So Abraham is sad. Pop it up. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. So he's sad. Keep rolling, Raj. But Abraham made a decision. Say that with me. Abraham made a decision. And you and I have to make a decision if we're going to be happy. Did y'all hear me or not? Yeah. I mean, you might not have heard that before. You might have thought, it's okay for you just to go around all the time down, depressed, and, you know, life sucks and life's terrible. No, it's not all right, guys. It's not all right. We have a Savior, Jesus. We're the light of the world. Last time I checked, that old dark light doesn't do much good. Amen. Say, alive and smiling. I'm not talking about plastering a fake thing on your face, but the point is making a decision. Abraham made a decision. And his decision was to do this, to be alive and smiling. He realized there was still purpose in his life. God had called him from Ur of the Chaldees. God had called him from a place called Iraq. And said, I'm going to make you a great nation. And up to this point, they won't but like one. Now, he had, remember the other kid from the maid, but that was a mess. That was a Middle East crisis that started there, Ishmael. You know, and you got Isaac. But here he is with no great nation. God had prospered him. God had blessed him with all kinds of stuff. You can read your Bible and find all the stuff he's been getting, but kids he ain't got yet. No nation he ain't been building. So he had to make a decision. Am I going to mourn, sir? Am I going to be dead with her? Or am I going to push this ball forward if I can? So let's see what he does. He realized God had a plan. God spoke this plan to him. And Abraham was old. Now, y'all really right now need to shake yourself and stretch. Do this, because I'm fixing to read a lot of Bible. Don't go to sleep on me. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over everything that he had, put, I pray ye, your hand under my thigh. I tend to like a handshake better. Excuse me. Anyway, go ahead. I'm glad we did away with that put your hand under my thigh thing. But go ahead, anyway. Y'all are slow. Y'all are slow. Let's put our hand under our thigh thing and we'll commit it. And are you kidding me? Put your hand away, boy. Anyway, this is the way they did it. Are y'all okay? Come on. And I'll make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But I want you to go unto my country. Now, that's a long way off. And to my kinfolk. And take a wife unto my son, Isaac. See, he had a mission. Yeah, pain was in his life. But he still had a purpose. And so he decided, man, I can be sad, or I can be alive and smiling, and I can go down the road. And so that's what he did. He called this eldest servant forth. And the servant said unto him, hey, what if the woman won't be willing to follow me unto this land? We don't even know where we at. Must I needs bring your son again unto the land from when you came, or where you came from? And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kinfolk, which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, unto your seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel. This is a man of faith. Abraham had faith, and he was called what? The friend of who? God. And that's what he's telling his servant. He said, God's going to send some kind of angel before you, and you're going to take a wife unto my son from back yonder where we came from. You got it? Yes, sir. All right. And if the woman will not be willing to follow you, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only don't bring my son here again. Wow. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master. And he swore to him concerning the matter. Okay, I swear. Keep reading. Don't go to sleep. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. He departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. He arose, he went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor, back to his home area. And he made his camels to kneel down. Y'all go ahead and kneel down right there. I don't know how you do that, but that's pretty cool. Without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women would go out to draw water. So he's out there with his camels knelt down. The women are going to be coming. He's got a plan. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray, send me good speed this day. You know when you bid somebody good speed? It's in the Bible. See that? Send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, he's praying this, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down your pitcher, I pray that I may drink. She shall say, drink, and I'll give your what? Camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that you've showed kindness unto my master. So the servant just lays it out in a prayer, asks God to do it this way. I guess he felt led that God laid on his heart like that. And it came to pass before he had done speaking, he ain't done praying, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor. Abraham's what? With her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was what? She was one good-looking woman. She was one good-looking woman. He looked up. He wasn't even done praying. He went like, oh, my. Be her. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well. She filled up her pitcher and she came up. And the servant ran to meet her. Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water from your pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I'll draw water for you camels also. And he's like, you kidding me. Until they've done drinking. Keep looking. And she hasted and she emptied her pitcher into the trough. She ran again into the well to draw water and drew water for all the camels. And the man wondering at her. He held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. All right, keep going. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, two bracelets for her hands, 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in your father's house for us to stay? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough, and room for you to lodge in. Boy, it's a good old plan, ain't it? And the man bowed his head, say it with me, and he did what? Worship the Lord. Amen. He was AAS. He was alive and smiling, baby. I mean, because this is crazy. Sent to the other side of the world, going to find somebody. This is dumb craziness. And it's all working out. He's alive and smiling. Keep looking. A lot of scripture, but the Bible says it better than I can tell it. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. I want you to say this with me. Say this with me. Say that right there. I am not destitute of mercy and truth. Stay right there. Listen, when you are down, when you're struggling, when life treats you horribly, listen, you're not destitute of God's mercy and truth, are you? Yes or no? No, absolutely not. We think we are. We think life's, you know, horrible. But listen, no matter what has happened to you, you're not destitute of God's mercy and God's truth. And last time I checked, that's a pretty daggum good thing. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord with me this morning for His mercy and for His truth. Amen. Come on. Think it through. And then he said this. Say this with me. Pop it up. The Lord has what? Say it one more time. The Lord has led me. The Lord will lead you regardless of your struggle. If you put Him first, if you love Him, if you continue to want to serve Him, He is absolutely, I believe, bound by His Word to lead you. He says, you try me, prove me, put me to the test and see if I won't bless you. He says that. A lot of places in the Word talks about that. That God will open up windows. God will bless you. If everything's good, man, God bless you. All right? But I tell you what, when you're struggling and you can say that, hey, I'm not destitute of mercy and truth. You're going to lead me. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be AAS. I'm going to be alive and smiling. I'm going to follow you. See if the Lord won't bless you. I believe it. I've got to believe it. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I ain't eating. This is the servant talking. He's at the house now. I cut out a lot of scripture. You can read it. I ain't eating till I've told you why I'm here. And they said, well, speak on. He said, I am Abraham's servant. They went, oh, I ain't heard from him since he's 75. That's a long time ago. That's pretty near 75 years. That's a long time. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. He has become what? Did God say he was going to bless him? Oh, yeah. He's given him flocks, herds, silver, gold, men servants, maid servants, camels, and asses. It's in the Bible. There it is. Keep going. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, he says. He's become great. He has a son, Isaac, and he's given Isaac everything. Wow. He's setting him up for something special. Keep looking. He said, but you shall go into my father's house to my kindred and take a wife unto my son, and that's why I'm here. I'm back here where he told me to go. And so he said, I bowed my head. I worship the Lord. I bless the Lord God of my master Abraham, which led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And I'm asking for her, this Rebecca, who came out there and poured that water for me and my camels, that beautiful girl of yours, I'm asking her to be my master's boy's wife. What do you think? The bride-to-be was Abraham's what? It was what? Brother's daughter. Are you kidding me? Let me get this straight. Isaac was going to marry his what? Cousin. I guess it's different back then or something. I don't know. You know? Yep, that was God's plan. Go marry his cousin. Didn't want him to marry one of those Canaanites, so he didn't. So he went back home right where he was from. So this plan's working out pretty good. And now if you'll deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. If not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceeds from the Lord. We can't speak unto you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah's before you. Take her. Go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord and he bowed himself down to the earth. So the plan's going along pretty good. Are y'all asleep yet? Yes or no? Okay, I'm glad you're hanging in here. The thing proceeded from the Lord, this plan. And so he goes with it. And so everybody seems to be happy. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her what? Nurse. And Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah. They said unto her, thou art our sister. Would you say this part with me? Be thou, say it with me, the mother of thousands of, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And boy, that's what God did. There's been thousands of millions that came out of this couple, Abraham and Sarah. And now Isaac is going to be getting Rebekah. Pretty cool story, isn't it? And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and they followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Keep following. The mother of thousands of millions you're going to be. And I think she's alive and smiling. I think she's a little sad she's leaving, but she's sort of excited. I could see it, you know? And Isaac smiles. Wait a minute. We got some lots of smiles coming. Get ready. Get ready for some serious smiling going on right here. And Isaac came from the way of the well Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to what? Meditate in the field at the evening. Do you think he knew this man was going to get him a bride? Yes or no? Absolutely. You know what he's thinking about, don't you say? You know what he's thinking about. It's okay. It's normal. He is thinking about it. He is out in the evening. He is. He's looking at the stars. He just knows. I mean, the eldest servant went. We didn't send some flunky. Oh, no. And so he's meditating in the field at evening, and he lifted up his eyes, and he saw. Say it with me. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. I mean, he saw that dust and that big old head. You know. That man is like, he is grinning, baby. I can see it. I know he is. So Isaac smiles. He's out meditating. Yeah, we know what you're doing, meditating in the field. But anyway, and he sees those camels coming. He's grinning from ear to ear. Well, what happens? Keep watching the story. Oh, Rebecca smiles. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, say that last part with me. She lighted off the... And pop this up. When she saw Isaac, she was alive and smiling. She saw that man out there in the distance. Yeah. Yeah, and she lit off her camel. She said, let's have a smoke. That was the first time cigarettes are mentioned in the Bible. Right there. Right there. Look, even on the camels it says Turkish and domestic blends. Right there. No, I'm sorry. Okay, at least now you know the first time cigarettes mentioned the Bible, right? Say. You go out today and say, boy, we learned something from our preacher. They'll never come, so don't tell them. Here we go. All right, so she's smiling. She gets off that camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man, say that with me, what man is this that's walking in the field? All right? So she saw him, baby. She said, let me tell you, what man is that? That man over there. What man? That man! Right there. So she's grinning from ear to ear. And the servant had said, it's my master. And she went, oh my. And she took a veil and she covered herself. Amen? She's happy though. Under that veil, pearly whites. She's alive and smiling, baby. Keep looking. Rebecca smiles some more. A-A-S, baby. She's smiling. Then Isaac smiles some more. What happens? The servant told Isaac. He came to Isaac and told him everything that had happened. And you know he's grinning from ear to ear. You went, what? And the most beautiful girl in the whole world showed up right there to the well. Yeah. And she said, yeah. And she drank. My camel said drink. I mean, he's telling the whole story. And he's grinning from ear to ear. But wait a minute. Now they both be smiling. All right. Y'all okay? Okay. This is what happens in life when people get married and fall in love. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebekah, say it with me, and she became his wife and he loved her. Amen? And Isaac was what? I bet he sure is glad his dad didn't decide to stay down in the dumps. Say. It's amazing when you and I make a decision to be alive and smiling and not focus on the bad or whatever's happened in our life. It's amazing the number of lives we can maybe touch. And God's plan and the future can be not just for us, maybe for others. You see what I'm saying? So just to stay down, to stay depressed, I mean, we'll all give you a little time. But I'm not going to give you a lot of time to stay that way. Before long, I'm going to be kicking you in the tail. Yes? Amen? Say. Absolutely. Because you're not going to help people. So anyway, I'm glad Abraham did what he did. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian. So this plan took about 3 years. It didn't happen overnight. Guy had to travel to Taiwan, burnt near, make it all happen. So about 3 years... Okay? And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was what? Wow! Come on! We're supposed to have a nation here! Amen! You give me a wife who can't have kids! And the Lord was entreated of him, of Isaac. And Rebekah, his wife, what? Conceived. So what did Isaac do? Look at it. Isaac was 40 when he married Rebekah. Rebekah was unable to get pregnant. Isaac prayed for God's mercy and help for her to get pregnant. Say that with me. God answered his prayer, and Rebecca gets pregnant. Good story, isn't it? We're not far from being done. Alive and smiling. Now, I really need you to listen now. Here we go. This message I preached today started out with what? One more time, church. It started out with what? Death. And death happens. And we could have left it right there. But I'm glad we didn't. It ended with what? Life. What a much better story. Amen, say. Than us hanging out. Yeah, come on, praise God. Come on. What a much better story. Than us just hanging out at the graveyard over in Hebron. We'd be hanging out. Okay, we're going, where y'all going to the graveyard? We're going to hang out in Hebron. And just mourn and mourn. And wait, where y'all going next? With Hebron. Where y'all going? We're going to go back to Hebron. Keep going to Hebron. And keep mourning and mourning and mourning and mourning. Mourning has its place. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to what? Laugh, the Bible says. There's a time to weep and there's a time to dance. Amen? I'm so glad we follow the story through. And there's life, man. As a matter of fact, keep looking. There's a double blessing. How many have heard me ask for you to pray for me for a double blessing? I'm sincerely, seriously asking for you to pray for me for a double blessing in my life. Okay? Why do you ask such things, Pastor? Because I see it in the Bible. I've seen it happen to others, so why shouldn't it happen to me? And I've been asking for it. I wish you'd pray for me like that. Amen. There's a double blessing. She's pregnant. Say that with me. Go ahead. Can we shout it loud? Come on. Twins! Twins! Look at this. And the children struggled together within Rebecca. And she said, if it be so, why is this happening? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto her and said, two nations are in your womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people. The elder shall serve the younger. And when her days, say it with me, to be delivered, help me now, were fulfilled. Say it, come on. Behold, there were in her womb. Wow. Not only did we go from death to life, we went from death to life to what? Twins. Double blessing. Pain and death happens. It happens in our life. And I must make the decision if I'm going to be to live sad or if I'm going to live glad. I have to make that decision. You have to make that decision. You all right today? It's a decision we must make. I'm either going to live sad or I'm going to live glad. It's not always easy to live glad. It's not always to make that decision to live glad. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it's a fight. But Paul says, you know, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. I finished the race. You know what I'm saying? But it's a fight. Paul says, I don't fight as one who beats the air. But it is a fight to live glad. But the reward is incredible. Amen? So it's a choice that we must make. I choose to be alive and smiling. It's my choice. Amen? I could have preached anything today. I could preach, you know what I'm saying? I made a choice today to get here and to be happy. God will lead me, just like He led that servant. God will bless me, just like He blessed that servant, Abraham and Isaac and Rebecca. And personally, I'm asking God to pop it up, bless me double. That's what I'm asking God to do. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe you're happy being sad. I'm not. I want to be happy. Amen? Say that with me. I want to be happy. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. I want to be happy. I want to be happy, man. So listen, here it is. Gary with what? Gary with what? I didn't know why my mama named me Gary with two R's. My whole life, people, how do you spell your name? G-A-R-Y? No, it's G-A-R-R-Y. I thought it was G-A-R-Y, but it ain't. Spell it right, fool. It's G-A-R-R-Y. I never knew why. Other than she named me after Gary Moore, the TV guy from years gone by. Remember that guy? His name was two R's like that. All right? So she just watched too much TV. It's the only reason I got named that. But anyway, I'm finding out now, I believe she named me Gary with two R's so I could tell the church, pray for me what? Double. How can you remember that? My name has how many R's? When you pray and God bless Gary, say this, God bless Gary with two R's. Amen. Listen, alive and smiling, that's what I want for my life. Are we done, Raj? Can you say it with me? Are you? Lord, first word, amen. Amen. All righty, come on, let's stand.